This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a disturbance at the bunkhouse apartments. RP says there are intoxicated subjects that have been yelling at each other at 1:26 a.m. in the morning. So sometimes when you've had a lot to drink, your voice gets louder. And that seems to be a problem.
And when you live in a place called the bunkhouse.
The bunkhouse apartments, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, which is, I'm sure there's a place in Manhattan called the same thing. So, got to think. Miscellaneous assistance, Walmart. RP says someone stole a piece of her vehicle at the above location yesterday. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Just a piece of her vehicle, though. So, didn't steal the whole vehicle. Yeah. A piece. Animal call, Blue Water Court. RP says there are wasps building a nest on her power box.
Yeah.
Was told by the city to call law enforcement.
Just we actually covered this one yesterday.
Oh, you already did this one.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that sort of changes everything, doesn't it? So you were deleting any of the ones that you did, huh?
Well, but it...
Because it might come back where we could do the same one over again. Is that what it was?
So. Yeah, that was it.
Fraud related, Walmart. Did you do that one? RP says she purchased $300 worth of iTunes gift cards. She received a fake email from her boss requesting she mail the card number to the scammer. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Oh, I don't. It's like a fake email. You know.
And now, if my boss was telling me to spend my own money on something, I maybe like would give him a phone call, huh?
Yeah. Say, shouldn't the company be buying this then?
Yeah, give me your credit card number.
Yeah, that's what I would have probably done to begin with. And then,
weird.
Of course, $300 worth of iTunes gift cards, to purchase something else. That seemed, you would probably have an alarm go off in your head after that.
Well, these days, whenever you hear the term gift card, you should be very skeptical.
Run away. Harassment at Katz West Upholstery. RP says he's being harassed by the individual he was a juror against. Disposition assistance, Kevin.
Hey, I recognize you. You were in the box. And you were the one giving me the dirty look.
And when did we start teaching cats to do upholstery work?
Yeah.
You know? Or is it made of cats? I don't know. So, do we take cat fur and make upholstery with it? We don't know. Let's see. Child welfare, Maverick North. Small child crossed from the south side of the road to the Maverick. RP said it happened yesterday as well. No adult around. Disposition unable to locate. So the kid comes over to Maverick all the time. Wants stuff.
Pretty much just describe my entire childhood.
Yeah. Harassment, West Park Hospital. RP would like to report ongoing harassment. Assistance, Kevin. You work at a hospital anyway, and then part of it is dealing with the harassers. So there you go. Other law violation at Eastgate Laundry. 50-year-old has a bag with clothing on top. Well, he's in a laundry, sitting out in front, drinking beer and yelling at himself. Disposition completed. So I gotta post that on dating sites too for this guy. So
what is he yelling? You idiot! Why didn't you use fabric softener?
This is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know when you can drink beer in front of Eastgate Laundry.
Okay.
Yeah. Animals. Suspicious activity, Becklake Park. RP says a group of kids are scaring her, pointing at her. And she's scared they're going to follow her. Disposition assistance, Kevin. It's at 4:30 in the afternoon. You know, you go to Becklake Park and kids are scary. Anyway, Ross.
Just a whole pack of incorrigibles.
I know. And they're pointing. So, could be, while you maybe didn't dress yourself well that morning.
Put those pointers away.
Yeah. Let's see. Attempt to locate on Alger. RP hasn't heard from her husband after his motorcycle was towed away. Disposition, assistance given.
Well, what, was he on the bike still?
I don't know. That's yeah, they tow his bike and now he disappears. So he's probably drowning his sorrow somewhere because he had his bike towed away.
Let's hope it's not down at Eastgate Laundromat.
No. Miscellaneous assistance, West Avenue. RP wants to speak to CEO about a letter she received in reference to weeds. Disposition, assistance given. I'm sure the letter doesn't say they're too short. Okay? Probably that they're too long is what it is.
I never get the too short of
no. Yeah. Threats, Draw Street. RP got a threatening text from her dad's wife. RP in the lobby. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So that would be called a stepmom.
Don't refer to her as stepmom.
Yeah.
Dad's wife.
But she's not going to dignify that with a stepmom reference.
Yeah.
Her dad, my dad's wife does that stuff. Theft on Glen Avenue. RP states it'd be below-listed person. Took her bike. The bike has been returned, but the brake line was cut.
What?
On a bike.
They'll never discover this crime
yeah.
until it's much too late.
He'll have to use his shoes now. Yeah. Traffic stop. Burger King on Mountain View Drive. Driver warned for expired registration and then failure to signal. Disposition, warning issued. So I'm guessing the cop was like right behind him mm-hmm. in the drive-up line. You know, wait a second, that registration's out. Starts following them. They're not even signaling to get on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then after that, it's like, well, nobody uses their turn signal here in Cody. So, yeah, you're supposed to use your turn signal, Russ.
I know.
Yeah. So I think that once you discover that turn signal on you, you'll have less law enforcement involvement in your lifetime. Okay. Just to, you know, the one. Of course, drinking out in front of the laundromat, you might, you know, run into other problems.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicious activity, Avenue B. A tan RV keeps moving around the area. People are living in the RV. Oh no. What a horrible thing to live in an RV. Let's see. Drug-related, Draw Street. RP says she found some possible drug paraphernalia. Says it belongs to her sister. Thank you. So,
like getting ratted out by family.
Yeah, that's the best ones.
Yeah.
You know, suspicious activity. Middle Lane, RP says, a male in all black just standing in front of her house and staring. So that would be pretty scary, especially, that's how a lot of the scary movies start off.
Yeah,
too, you know,
yeah.
So you got to watch out for stuff like that. Always look for cameras, too. You know?
Yeah, right.
Hey, this could be a scary movie that's starting. I was listening to a guy over the weekend saying, well, he's already in his 40s, so he's not going to be the victim of any crimes out in the woods, you know?
Right,
so
yeah.
They always go for young people mm-hmm. On those particular crimes. So let's see. Also, let's go back to the arrests from over the weekend. Those are always fun. They include 8 arrests. From over the weekend, and you're saying it must be out-of-towners. Just one guy from Emmett, Nebraska, named after Emmett, and all the rest were from Cody.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll show you how to act. That's what Cody people say. Disturbance, Pioneer Avenue, female versus female, was physical. Disposition. People buy tickets for things like that, Russ. So. Suspicious activity, Rodeo West. RP says someone was sitting at the gas pump for a long time, acting strangely. Sitting at the gas pump.
Huh.
Road hazard, Sheridan Avenue. 3 huge bales of hay in the road. Traffic control request, disposition, assistance, Kevin. That's not how you want to start your weekend. So,
sure.
Threats. in Cody. Daughter's boyfriend is threatening RP. Disposition. Unable to assist.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's the way to endear yourself. Yeah. Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance. Cody Law Enforcement Center. Someone in the parking lot has questions about window tent. And again, they will, the guy's driving right to the law enforcement center to find out.
Yeah.
These too dark. And then law enforcement people say, yes, it is. So, animal call on Alpine. ARP advised that chickens are not being cleaned up after. And the chickens smell bad. And the other neighbors are complaining as well. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Complaining about the chickens, Russ. Mm-hmm. So, you thinking that would be a county problem? Nope. Not in Cody.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Property extra patrol request. Gale Lane. RP requesting extra patrol just for tonight at this residence, as her sister-in-law isn't allowed at this address, but the sister-in-law has a key to the house. Disposition assistance, Kevin. She sounds sweet, though.
Oh, yeah.
The sister-in-law. Yeah, let's bring her over.
Maybe call a locksmith.
Yeah. Threats, Green Acre Mobile Home Park, RP in the lobby, wants to talk to an officer about her ex-boyfriend making threats against her. So, but I think they still have a chance.
get back together with me or else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That always works.
Sure.
So, yeah. Let's see. Animals. Harassment. Beck Avenue. RP says his previous roommate has been harassing him via text message and calls. So, where's my stereo? Yeah, all those kind of things.
When do I get my Xbox back?
Yeah. Liquor law other, Cody Rodeo Grounds, citation issued for distributing alcohol to a minor and a minor in possession. Disposition, citation issued. So I guess they sell alcohol at the rodeo grounds, Russ.
Oh.
And you would think that you would be exempt from selling it to minors, but you're not. I guess you got to check IDs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Other law violation. Mentauk Park, disposition, no action taken. We're just going to sit here and look. We're not going to do anything. Just stay here. Extra patrol request, Cody Rodeo Grounds. RP wanting patrol the grounds for the evening. A subject below was asked to leave and is back. Has been causing trouble and stole a subject's camera. Disposition assistance given. This at 105 after the rodeo is done, Ross. But this guy still wants to rodeo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Traffic. Civil standby, and then animals lost. Also an auto burglary, Cody Rodeo Grounds, RP states, truck broken into, disposition, assistance given. This at 4:30 when that came in, so before the rodeo started, a truck was broken into. So things are happening in the Cody country.
Yes, they are.
That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where you are invited to join Tim in front of the laundromat to talk. He likes to gab out in front.
And maybe holler.
Yeah, you can do that too. I do appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.